Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McKusick, and it's time for this week's matchup show. We're going to talk about the defense on this one. And joining me for that, as always, is co-host Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how are you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be back on a short week going against division rivals Cincinnati Bengals. I would say it's a tough matchup only because division game, but in terms of strength, I think this might not be too much of a sweater this week.
We are deep into election night as we record this at 12:44 a.m. right now on Wednesday. This is not an easy game if you're following Polymarket or following this game in terms of the changes in point spread and whatnot. You'll see that not everybody is convinced about the Bengals' quality on offense that could beat the Ravens, and about the Ravens' ability, even at home, to put this game away against the Bengals team that is seeming to be on its last death throes of the season right now. Do you agree with that? This is pretty much a do or die game for them.
Yes, and Burrow even mentioned, I think it was in the previous game, not this last one against Las Vegas, but the one prior to that, he stated they have to win the next 7 out of 9. Okay. They won last week's game. This is going to be one of those two losses, I'm assuming. So they're in do or die for sure. I think, like he's mentioned, they have two losses they can afford on the schedule. Everything else they have to win out. So this is do or die for them. And it's I'm happy to see them in this position. I think they're a franchise that has been in the bottom of the division for a long time and then get some quick success, and then all of a sudden they're this hot stuff, and it's good to see them go back to reality.
Yeah, I honestly, it is. Sometimes they have a fan base that can be knowledgeable at times and is often annoying with regard to some recent playoff success. There seems to be a consistent negativity with all other of the big quarterback teams, whether that's the Chiefs, Buffalo, or Cincinnati in the AFC, in terms of who's got the better quarterback. Stroud doesn't even really seem to be in that discussion right now, and he could be someday, but the others are. And the teams just have an intense rivalry over exactly that fact. That's not dissimilar to the Brady Manning rivalry.
Yep, exactly. And something that is eye opening with this quarterback generation is that out of nowhere, there was this new generation that stepped up in the 2017 and the 2018 draft after wondering who's going to step up in for Brady, Manning, Breeze, Rodgers, all those guys. It's mm-hmm. good to see the NFL in good hands moving forward. But
yeah.
But now moving on to the matchups, I have my first matchup. Back to your point, the reason why I think people aren't convinced is because we have a weak pass rush. So my first matchup for tonight is Ravens pass rush versus Bengals pass pro. We have lacked four-man pass rush in the past 3 weeks. KVN hasn't been able to show up. Oway hasn't been there. The real contributor these last couple of weeks has been Tavius Robinson, out of all people. Two sacks last week. I think he had a sack in the past two prior games. So this is going to be one of those matchups where we have to generate pass rush for Burrow. Last game we played against them, he had generally a clean pocket to play all day. The score showed that because he was making all the throws whenever he had the opportunity. So just trying to get Burrow off his spot, thinking, pulling the ball down, is going to be the first key to the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's all good points here. I do think they need to force Burrow to move around off his spot. And I think they're probably not going to get there with the pass rush they've had. I don't have any real confidence that Travis Jones is going to be back, which will be the big difference maker they could add on the defensive line. Obviously, they won't get Pierce back for several more weeks at a minimum because he went on IR. They say it's not season ending. I'll take them at their word in our ball in this case. Travis Jones is absolutely the key to getting this, starting the engine on this pass rush again. When they have him, then they have a guy who commands double teams on the inside. If you don't double team him, you know, beware, because he'll be right in the cone very quickly. And once you do double team him, it makes Matt Abike more effective. It makes the outside, the edge guys more effective. And it forces the opposing offense, whoever they're playing, to use eligible receiver assets to try and help chip on those edge rushers. So Owe and Van Noy still have been effective as pass rushers, maybe not as effective as some people have hoped. The problem has really been recently on the inside, that they're not getting any interior pressure, and that's why they're not getting to the quarterback or creating trouble. This last week, 22 ample time and space opportunities for Bo Nix. It was 58% of the time, which is the highest all season. It's been the highest I can ever remember recording under the current rules of doing it. And Nix had all kinds of time. He basically gave a lot of that back to the Ravens. He underperformed his opportunity set by 61 yards, which was the difference. And the Ravens were able to build up a lead right around the bridging halftime with a touchdown in each direction, and really were able to put the game away in that third quarter. So that it was no longer an issue. The snap count did not become the issue it was, but it didn't win this game on the pass rush, and they didn't even really try to embrace risk. And this is, I'll get into my point right away, is I think they need to optimize the pass rush by game situation and Burrow's success. I've got this as Orr versus Taylor. Basically, they're biased to start the game with a neutral game script. I think has to be embrace variance, go after the quarterback, use stunts, use Simulated pressure is something Burrow beat pretty effectively last time, but use other off-ball blitzers to try and get home against Burrow, even if you leave yourself open to some plays. You're seeking variance. Defense needs it in general, but it's more important with a good QB opponent. So I think we'll see, you know, numbers, stunts, off-ball blitzes to create that broader set of play outcomes. And the one thing I'll say about this is they need to adapt when the game script changes. You get up three scores, you can go ahead and go back to playing a softer defensive scheme, something that's probably more comfortable for Dean Pease, more like what he called as a coordinator. This is a game where I wish it wasn't Dean Pease whispering in Orr's ear. I wish it were either Martindale or Rex Ryan, because I think that's what they need in this game, is a high-octane, high-risk defensive effort.
Yeah, and back to the point about the pass rush, I know the trade deadline earlier today, Ravens were shopping for either a pass rusher or interior D-line. One name I'm glad they didn't go after was Calais Campbell. Watching just some film on him, he seems to be on the ground a lot, not really the same player. So I'm glad we didn't put our necks out there for someone we know from prior experience just based on the name. And I don't know if that would have cost us a draft pick. Maybe you would have switched around. Either way, I think that was a good move to just stay pat and not feel like we're forced to make a move.
Campbell is one of the players that I was hot on. I thought he'd be a good choice. He's a temporary solution, but he does give you that extra interior pass rusher who can create problems and create some double teams. He certainly is a guy who's played a ton of career snaps and has managed with a high workload throughout his career. In fact, in the 5 years before he came to Baltimore, and we're a few years removed from that, I understand, he had five consecutive years where he'd played between 77 and 80% of the snaps. Just amazing consistency. The Ravens reduced his workload. They got real value out of Campbell in his time in Baltimore. I think it would be nice to see him here again. I think at this point, he's got to be getting kind of desperate to get a ring.
Yep.
This would be an excellent place to do it. And it may even be that Miami gives him a chance to leave.
And releases him.
Yeah, releases him sometime before the end of the year, like a Suggs kind of a thing, once they're out of playoff contention entirely. Unfortunately, then the Ravens won't be necessarily first in line to get him. So, we'll see about this. But right now, the Ravens, you know, having only four defensive linemen to play this week against Cincinnati, you know, I'd be very hot on getting Calais Campbell, even if it's just for one game for a seventh round pick. You know, obviously they're going to get more than that out of him for the rest of the season, but that, you know, alone would have potentially been worth it for a critical divisional game like this. If they end up splitting against the Steelers, this division record is going to be very important. They've already got a loss to the Browns.
Yes.
So they can't afford a loss to the Bengals or a loss to the Browns in the second game. And have a reasonable hope of still beating out the Steelers for the division in the case it's tied and they split with Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think back to your point about Orr and Taylor, the off-ball blitzes with Burrow, I think back to what we observed the Tampa Bay Bucs do of being a little bit off the line of scrimmage and maybe showing like a mud blitz, kind of just hovering around the line, but giving yourself the ability to not get washed. I think this game will probably see more of that because last game, Burrow was able to just identify and get the ball.
Didn't you know it's possible to get THC shipped right to your door? Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC directly to you. I'm talking about delicious high potency gummies, top shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary, you can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code RAVENS. So head to mood.com/ravens, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RAVENS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Out immediately. I think trying to confuse him a little more is definitely going to be, I don't know what you can do in the simulated pressure world that he hasn't seen already, but there's maybe different nuances that we can show, maybe like roll the safety down and then just bring him back out, like we're going to go back down to back like too high, bring it down, and then bail out to go back to cover two. Just make him think like that all game, and it could be a big difference in what they show.
You know, Burrow has seen a lot in his career, and he's a good processor. One of the things that makes them so difficult for the Ravens is not just Ja'Marr Chase, it's the fact that he has multiple target options. And in particular, when you've got a slant option on either side or a potential hot read on either side, and you know it, you can kind of read it in advance. It's can't give it away early. And one of the nice things about this is it looks like, and it's not 100% sure yet by any stretch, but it looks like T. Higgins might not play. So if he doesn't play, that takes away a big weapon they have. Particularly, he's a Stevens beater because he's a big-bodied back shoulder receiver. That is a guy that it was particularly effective against the Ravens.
Yep. And so to piggyback off your point, my second matchup is the Ravens cornerbacks versus the Bengals wide receivers specifically. They have a good developing core. They're led by Ja'Marr Chase. Just mentioned no T. Higgins this week, but another formidable receiver, Burton, Yoshi Vosh. These players have emerged in the 11 personnel heavy offense that Zach Taylor runs. I think the main thing we need to do is get physical with them early and don't let Joe Burrow get into rhythm passing. Because once he gets to that point, then we're going to get into trouble because it's 1, 2, 3, let it go, 5-step drop, let it go. A guy like Joe Burrow feeds off that energy. So got to make him wait a half a second later than he's used to, try and get the pass rush to marry with the pass coverage. And I think the DB, the corner specifically, will have a better day than we've seen in the past against the Bengals.
Kind of critical for those defensive linemen too, to get their hands up, you know, to prevent some of those things. Because obviously you're not going to win your one-on-one matchup necessarily. You need to get your hands up if you're in the, if you're opposite a guard or a tackle potentially to try and knock a pass down. But it's even more important for the interior guys to prevent those hot reads coming over the middle. All right. I mean, it's not like I don't agree with your cornerback versus receiver point. I think it's excellent, but I'm going to pick on some other key players that have to basically figure out Burrow in this game. And the three are Simpson, Hamilton, and Washington. I think they need a little bit different in terms of contributions from each of them. So I'll talk about what each of them does that I think is particularly important against the Bengals in this thing. And the Ravens, I don't know for sure whether they're going to stick with the committed nickel, which was effective last week and kept Simpson on the field against the Broncos. They certainly could do that. Or they could go back to having more Hamilton at dime now that they have additional options in the slot. And it looks like they're probably going to start the game comfortable with Ardarius Washington and Williams on the back end. So I think we will see a full game. Okay. When I say a full game, like a full Geno Stone game of right. playing strong safety for Ardarius Washington. I don't think he's going to come up and play nickel in this game, at least not unless Mollett gets hurt. I think Mollett or Humphrey will be the nickel in this game. And it probably would still be Humphrey on the outside playing a rotational amount with Simpson, with Wiggins. And on the right side was the Ravens' big weakness is Stevens, who's had, you know, frankly, a pretty lousy year so far, has been really exploited in terms of back shoulder throws and is giving up a lot of yards per target. Somehow he's got to have a better game here. But let's talk about the big three here, because Simpson is the first. He needs to help control the run in terms of what he does. He needs to find a way to contribute versus the pass. Simpson has been one of the guys who's been able to get his hand on a couple balls, including two from Mahomes in week one. Would like to see that. And he needs to close windows on Burrows, whether that means laterally, because they run a lot of slants. I want, you know, Simpson moving laterally is a great defense for that. Even if you don't know exactly what's coming, Simpson moving laterally can really help you get in the path of a thrown football in those cases. And he also needs to drag the seam effectively. Burrow's pretty good at throwing over a seam dragger. He's pretty good on up and down balls with touch. Where he's not as good is throwing deep, where arm strength is really required to snap a ball in there in a fairly tight window between level 2 and 3. That's just not exactly who he is. Not the greatest arm strength quarterback, and for that reason, you know, some of these too high looks will look a little difficult for him. But I don't want to go to the rest players until I give you a chance to respond to that.
Yeah, sure. So just based off how you want to go about it, sounds like you're expecting Eddie Jackson to be another healthy scratch.
He may be active and playing special teams and being a backup. I'm not really sure. You know, is Bo Braid really a player you'd want to take a chance on having to be out there, or even Sanusi Kane over Jackson? I don't know that that's true, but, you know, I think if he's healthy, go ahead, play him, put him on special teams and maybe he can help you there. And then if you absolutely need a back end safety, you end up having to go back to him if something were to happen to Washington or Williams, say.
That's fair. Okay. Well, based off that, I do agree. I think he does bring some value, but not too much that we've observed on the defensive side. I think someone that I will look for is Washington. I think he had the good interception on the first drive last week, kind of settled the defense in. Looking for him to maybe capitalize more on those opportunities he had earlier in the year, in position to intercept the ball this week. Can we continue to see him have a robber mentality, read the quarterback, and also take the key points?
Washington's one of my three guys. I said exactly, take away routes as Rob, or read intentions well, and take good angles to the receiver in the bulk area. Going to be very important that the Ravens don't have a big missed tackle game against the Bengals this week. It's always a potential risk when you've got, you know, Jamar Chase and whatnot who can make you miss in multiple ways. But Washington is one of the key guys to come up and find the bulk area quickly. It means he has to trigger downhill quickly, and it probably means you're taking some chances on the back end of something going wrong, about him taking, you know, basically picking up the wrong route and leaving somebody uncovered deep. That might happen in this game. Closer mentality, get over it and move on would be what I'd say about that. The other player that I think is very key, always is, again, in games against the Bengals, is Hamilton.
Yep.
He'll play, I would assume, lots of big nickel in this game because Burrow has a penchant for getting rid of the ball quickly, throwing it to the outside, and Hamilton is one of the sure tacklers that the Ravens have. They have, you know, the best tackling team in the NFL, but Hamilton is probably the best single tackle on the team, tackler on the team. Roquan and Simpson have both been very good, but I think Hamilton, even though his missed tackle rate's a little higher, makes more spectacular tackles, and I would term him the best tackler on the team. He needs to be a run stopper because they're going to try and be stopping the run with six in the box.
Yep.
The Bengals don't have much to try and get a ground game going. So that should work, could work. And he needs to continue to control the strong side. So when they want to run their wide receiver screens, he's got to be right there to create chaos, to shed blocks very quickly, to get to the ball carrier, to reduce the ball carrier's options in terms of moving left or right, and to have, you know, if he doesn't make the tackle himself, which he very often does, then at least restrict the paths that the ball carrier can take so others can key off that and make tackles.
It's honestly a joy to watch Kyle Hamilton play. I think something we really do take for granted, the range, the aggressiveness, the IQ on the field, it's just all there. It's disappointing he couldn't make that play against the Browns. I mean, that probably would have put him in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year if he was able to make that play and just continue this positive trend of play. He had a rough start to the year, really starting to come on as we know he can coming into the later half of the year, and I'm just ready to continue to see him dominate on the defensive side.
Yeah, me too. He's one of the players I really enjoy watching play, and my last jersey purchase, in fact, a Hamilton jersey that people may have seen in a hashtag RavensLock post I've made. Frazier, always a lot of fun doing the show with you. Where can people talk to you, fuck football with you online?
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_Rave8.
All right. Outstanding. If you want to support the show, two things you can do. Write us a 50-word five-star review. We always love that. Also, make use of hashtag film study mailbag. We'll take your questions. Love to hear some matchup questions come out, some things we can talk. Frazier and I can chew over. We got a good number for Friday morning GM. We got always good numbers for offense and defense show. But if you have a specific matchup you're wondering about for the next game, you know, got a while before that Steelers game, toss those out there and I'll try and save those for the matchup show with Frazier, and we'll enjoy those. For Frazier Tapar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye. We'll talk to you next time on Matchups.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.